An evening of lively, smart conversation and jazz. Join me, John Williams, for a live taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, Robert's Pizza, and Jazz, Wednesday, June 12th, 6 to 8 at Winter's Jazz Club in Streeterville. Tickets at WGNRadio.com/rascals. Let's do speed jokes. They're sponsored by Team Hochberg. Boy, we got a lot of jokes over the weekend. Thank you, Lori Laycock in Indiana and Barb Ebner in LaPorte, Indiana, and Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally in Brazil, Indiana. Listener Joe says, I recently moved to St. Charles from Los Angeles, and we're having a grand time listening to WGN. Thank you. Well, thank you. Joseph Kepler, Ed Stanley from Lyle, Corinne at the C. Johnson Sign Company in Franklin Park, and Pam Adams is listening to us in Tucson. Dean Johnson, or Jackson, we got a joke from you, and John Friedman, the book guy, sent one in. Dave Carr in Canada did, Janelle Coma in East Lansing, and Dan Finnegan in West Dundee, and Bob Corley from Arlington Heights, again feeling totality great today, he said. Dave and Tinley Park, thank you very much. Mike Rutkowski writes, greetings from the beaches of Puerto Morelos in Mexico. My wife and I made friends with some fellow travelers, and I thought it would be great to share some of your speed jokes with them. And my wife also thought it was a great idea if we wanted to eat alone for the rest of the week. Well, that hurts my feelings. Here we go. Why does a moon rock taste better than an earth rock? It's a little meteor. How does a man on the moon cut his hair, eclipse it? Why didn't the sun go to college? It had a million degrees. Also, what did the sun say to the moon during an eclipse? Pleased to heat you. This is an exciting day, Dave. Everyone's talking about the eclipse, but did you know there's a name for the day after the eclipse?
No, what's that?
Tuesday. Marjorie Taylor Greene is planning on landing a space vehicle on the surface of the sun. Asked how she would do it without burning up, she said, we're going at night. My boss arrived at work today in a brand new Lamborghini. A coworker said, that's an amazing car. He replied, if you work hard, put in all your hours, and strive for excellence, I'll get another one next year. Not sure I did that one right. We call underwear for men boxer shorts. That makes no sense.
What should we call them?
Junk drawers. Hold on, I'm turning the page. Going on to a new joke here. My wife won't let me get a tattoo of a grizzly bear on each bicep. She's infringing on my right to bear arms. I was walking in the park and this guy waved at me and then he said, sorry, I thought you were someone else. And I said, I am. Hey, Dave, don't tell anyone, but my password here at WGN Radio is Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald, Pluto, Huey, Louie, Dewey, Dublin.
Okay, why'd you pick that?
They told me it had to contain 8 characters and a capital.
Hey, John, do you have any Motown jokes or puns?
Gee, Dave, I've only got 2, maybe 3 Motown puns left in me. 4 tops.